This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Few enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You've tuned in today looking to hear from Bradley. He's off today. I'm filling in for him. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And for our Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God, and I'll be filling in for Bradley today, live from the U.S.-occupied great state of South Carolina here, where we are experiencing some wonderful spring weather mixed with little backslides into fall, which is not bad either. And we're going to have a great show for you today. It's something that will impact your life. You have to understand that certain things that you see in the media, and even some things that get pushed aside in the media often, including alternative media, impacts your life. I mean, more than just the, you know, if you're some political junkie and you care about what such and such said or what such and such said on your particular political jersey, who wears your particular political jersey, you'll want to listen today because today's show will require your action as well as hearing the information that's giving, and we've got a special guest online. I'm going to introduce him in just a moment. But if you'd like to check us out online, do so at sonsoflibertyradio.com and also sonsoflibertymedia.com, and you can find us on Facebook as well. Also, if you want to ask a question or you want to chime in anytime, we're not doing Chinese buffet, so let's stick to the topic. We're going to be talking Fourth Amendment. We're going to be talking Facebook violating their own policies concerning that, as well as the D.C. government, the FBI, and other entities in violation of the Fourth Amendment right, the protected rights under the Fourth Amendment. Let me put it that way, because oftentimes we say Fourth Amendment or Second Amendment rights, and it almost sounds like, well, those come from the Constitution, those come from the state. They don't. They come from our Creator. That's what our founders said. These are rights that we talk about that are unalienable. We can't give them up, and nobody can take them from us. So that's what we're going to be talking about this segment. If you want to call in, the number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Okay, let's get right to it. If you want to check out these stories that we're going to talk about, they're on sonsoflibertymedia.com. The first one that we're going to be referencing are documents, court documents. In the two articles, one I did yesterday, Bigger Than Cambridge Analytica, Court Documents, Facebook turned over bulk data on possibly millions of Americans to U.S. government without a warrant. And then the one I just posted, within the last hour, I believe it was, Facebook class action lawsuit coming, court documents expose Facebook's bulk data dump to the FBI without warrant. Now, on the line to discuss this is a guy who knows it firsthand. He was a reporter at the Bundy Ranch. He's also a reporter at the Oregon standoff. Spent nearly 2 years in jail. Beat the charges, had them dismissed in Oregon, and made a plea bargain with the deal down there in Nevada because he realized they weren't playing fairly with everybody. And he's been in journalism for quite some time now. Some of you have come to know him through this program. Others of you know him for a long time before he came on to the Sons of Liberty. We're happy to have with us Pete Santilli. Pete, thank you for coming on, brother.
My wanting to just put the parachute on and, of course, bail out. After 619 days of incarceration, yes, I had enough. An interesting statistic, by the way, is that I've been told this. It just amazes me, is that I'm the longest held political prisoner journalist in American history. But 619 days was enough. A journalist who did not harm not one human soul, held against my will, told that my words were such a danger to society that I had to be, you know, kept in a box, of course, being held without due process for the entire time. But thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no, I'm happy to have you on. I'm glad that you're out of jail. I know you are, and I know your friends and family are as well. And that's some of what we're going to be talking about. We're going to talk about some of this that you experienced in the courtroom, some of the things that I think shocked you to find out that were going to be used against you as well as other people, and how even Americans, innocent Americans who weren't even, you know, at Oregon, they weren't in Nevada, they just happened to maybe like a post about what was going on. They were showing support for the Bundys or the Hammonds or for you guys out there or for the Bundys up in Oregon or the ranchers. They may have liked a picture or liked a post or made a comment on it or joined a Facebook group with some of that information so they could follow the story that both the mainstream and the alternative media in large measure had dropped the ball on. And so that's what we want to get into today. And we've got just a little bit of time here, maybe about a minute and 15 seconds or so. I want to kind of open that up and then give you a springboard so you can jump off of it and let you have the time to kind of go through some of this. You've got the documents. You share those documents with us. And this is about an issue that's before even Congress now in the committee there this week about Facebook. Only they're not dealing with the particulars of this. And what I want to do is kind of open that up. And then on the other side of the break, I'll just throw it out to you and just let you run with it. But one of the things you pointed out in the court documents was Facebook dumped raw bulk data to the federal government in violation of their own laws. In fact, they say a search warrant issued under the procedures described in the Federal Rules of Criminal Procedure or equivalent state warrant procedures upon a showing of probable cause is required to compel the disclosure of the stored contents of any account, which may include messages, photos, videos, timeline posts, and location information. And what we're going to see is that they went far and beyond that. So if people want to hang on through the other side of the break, we're going to open it up to Pete. We're going to let him share exactly what these documents say and how it impacted him, how it may impact you. Hang on.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simple. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. On the line we have with us Pete Santilli of the PeteSantilliShow.com. And before I bring him back on, just want to read to you what we're talking about here. We're talking about the Fourth Amendment. The Fourth Amendment to the United States Constitution, which reads, "The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated," and here's the part where we're going to focus in on, "and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be searched." So it's very specific what we're talking about in the Fourth Amendment, and our founding fathers knew this. They experienced that tyranny under the Great Britain government, prior to the Constitution being written, prior to the War for Independence. And so before the break, we read Facebook's own policies concerning these things that they say they hold to this stuff, pursuant to warrants. And as a result, they're only going to give specific things. So, Pete, I want to turn it over to you, brother. I want you to kind of go through some of these documents that you have that you provided to us. Explain to people how it impacted you guys as defendants in the case in Oregon and Nevada, and also how it may impact other Americans like myself.
Yeah, and, you know, this is what I want to do, because there's a lot of information here, and, Tim, you've done an absolutely phenomenal job laying this out to demonstrate that what we're about to talk about here is documented, and I have personal firsthand knowledge. First off, before we get started here, I want to let everybody know that Mark Zuckerberg should thank Syria's Assad for creating a scenario where this entire Facebook thing now is overshadowed by the Syria attacks. Because right now, if it weren't for the Syria attacks in the international news, this issue would be so huge. I'm actually in conversations with people that are talking. They're talking to to the committee members that are going to be addressing Mark Zuckerberg at hearing. Now, why is this so important? Why are these hearings so important? Is this Cambridge Analytica the do-all, be-all, end-all of making Facebook's problems go away? Absolutely not. Before we even talk about the letter of the law with respect to the Fourth Amendment or any of these details as to how they got caught, I want to let everybody know right now, whether or not you clicked like or you clicked the Bundy Ranch post back in 2014, or if you followed the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge thing, whether or not you did that, you need to understand the gravity of what I'm about to describe to you. Mark Zuckerberg has been, A, disingenuous just by isolating the damage that he has caused to our society by blaming it on Cambridge Analytica and these bad actors. Let me describe to you how, okay? Because Cambridge Analytica and these companies that buy data from Facebook are not the bad actors that are causing most harm to our society. Because, in fact, Facebook was caught in my pretrial hearings. We discovered this. They proved it. They were caught handing bulk data to their biggest customer, voluntarily giving it to them, the U.S. government. Okay? Now, in these hearings during the trials, there was evidence that was presented. Obviously, a lot of evidence in federal trials that had to be contended with, a large portion of which came from Facebook. Now, let me tell you what these hearings were about. And I was just so floored by this. I mean, we're talking about the U.S. Constitution. You're saying that this is about the Fourth Amendment. I'm going to tell you something right now. The Fourth Amendment, you can crumple it up and throw it in the wastebasket, because these hearings were not necessarily held to establish whether or not Fourth Amendment rights were violated. Do you know what they held hearings for? It was very clearly established that the Fourth Amendment, the law, the constitutional law, which prohibits unlawful search and seizure, okay? These hearings were held to determine whether or not the government intentionally searched and seized Facebook data, and whether or not that evidence should be withheld from trial to suppress the evidence. So as I'm sitting in these hearings, I'm turning to the attorneys, and I said, okay, everybody just admitted here in this hearing that our rights have been just outright violated, period. It is clearly established that Facebook handed over bulk data to the U.S. government without a warrant. Nobody has denied that. It's been out in the open. And we're sitting here to discuss whether or not there was a flagrant violation of our God-given rights in violation of the supreme law of the land. So the judge is going to determine whether or not the U.S. government did it maliciously or flagrantly, or whether or not it was just purely accidental. But the fact of the matter was Facebook literally provided a link to the federal government that allowed them to download all of the bulk data, which is profiles of anybody associated or connected to someone who clicked like or shared or whatever maybe, or commented on anything related to, and this is what they said, vaguely and ambiguously, in the quote-unquote Bundy Ranch community. Now, this was extended to not just people that had direct interaction, but all of their friends, essentially. Okay, so let me tell you what the gravity of this thing is. Because if they could do this to the quote-unquote Bundy Ranch community, Tim, is it pretty safe to assume that they're so willing to give away bulk data to the U.S. government for this one particular case that they may have done so in other cases in federal court in the United States of America?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so we now have a scenario where they're trying to minimize through damage control. You got Mark Zuckerberg out there. By the way, the people that we're speaking to right now, he refers to you as dumb Fs, okay? He has actually been on the record referring to you, the person that's listening. We the people. He says people just submit their information. I don't know why. They trust me, those dumb Fs. Well, I'm going to tell you something. You guys are much smarter, and I love each and every one of you. And I know, without a doubt, without even speaking to you directly, that nobody ever clicked the accept button when they joined Facebook to say that I have no problem whatsoever you just giving all of my profile data to the federal government without a warrant. First of all, there is no such thing in their own policies. There is no such user agreement that you click the button and said, I accept, I will join Facebook, and you can go ahead and give my profile data to the U.S. government without a proper search warrant. But that's, in fact, what they've done here. Okay? Now, I have personal firsthand knowledge. I sat there in the courtroom and heard this testimony that is very clearly broken down, and I appreciate you going through. Tim, you've done a phenomenal job going through the motions. We filed motions, and in response to, this is how the whole thing started, Tim, and everyone needs to realize this. The only reason why we filed these motions is because the government, what they did accidentally was provide bulk data to the defendants. So it was an accident that they disclosed that they had all of this information. So we received it, and we're like, what the heck is this? This is just... I mean, this is overwhelming. They don't have a search warrant for all of this information. Why are they providing this to us? So we essentially caught the government having possession of and having searched all of this information. So Facebook, the company of Facebook, did was they provided all of our bulk data information through Facebook to the federal government, and they said, well, go ahead. You can go ahead and search in your system. It's called Palantir Mint, and you can sift through and find out what is, quote-unquote, you see the term in your writings here, what is responsive to the search warrants. Essentially, it's like taking everybody in your zip code and saying, well, you can take all of these houses with all of its contents, and we know that, you know, you're the big, powerful government, and you're saying that this is for national security reasons and that these are domestic terrorists. So we will give you everyone's property in this particular zip code because we know that you have our best interests in mind. Setting aside the U.S. Constitution, of course, you can just go ahead and sift through all these houses and find what you're looking for to the best of – yeah, go ahead.
Pete, hang on. We're up against a break here. On the other side, we'll let you pick up with that thought, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on, folks. We'll be right back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you've tuned in looking for Bradley, he's off today. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm filling in for him today. If you'd like to join us at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. And on the line we have with us Pete Santilli of the Pete Santilli Show. Many of you know him as a journalist who has gone out and basically let you determine what's going on. He'll turn on the live stream and just let things happen, and people say what they're going to say, and let you, the listener and the viewer, be the determiner of what is true and what is not. And Pete, we were up against a break there, and I apologize for that, but you were on a roll, and you were talking about how the federal government was given this information by Facebook. It was not part of the warrant that they were issued, and they took it anyway. They seized that information, and I don't think you mentioned yet, but they took and they stored the information that wasn't relevant to the search warrant that they had, and they used something called Palantir Mint from a company which was started. The startup funding came from the CIA to sort of disseminate this stuff, separate it out, analyze it, and provide it in a readable form for them to sort out what was part of the warrant and what parts were not. And we cut you off at the break. I apologize for that. So you want to pick it up from there?
Yes, absolutely. The where I left off was to say that essentially they were caught red-handed. It was documented. And in all of the court records that show the government's response has said, we will go ahead and go through this raw data, this bulk data that was provided by Facebook, and we will pick out through our system, our systematic approach to this thing, any information that is, quote unquote, responsive to the search warrant, meaning that We'll take a look at the search warrant. We'll find out, okay, is this information we're entitled to have? And we will pull that from the raw data that Facebook provided us. Now, you know what? I'm gonna have to say we have to set aside because we fought tooth and nail through this process, through the trial, the pretrial hearings that I went through, and through the trial, the jury was able to see, and they actually acquitted that first group of leaders that they went through trial up in Oregon. And through the process in Nevada that lasted, many years, we fought tooth and nail to protect our constitutional rights. But I'm here to tell you that the U.S. Constitution does not apply. It only applies to the people outside of a federal courthouse, unfortunately. To fight for your Fourth Amendment rights, that was just basically swept under the carpet. So let's set the Fourth Amendment aside and let's give the government a free pass in this regard. That if the FBI walks up to you, Tim, and says, you know, Tim, could you do us a favor? Just give us like everything that you own and we'll go ahead and go through it. And don't worry about it. Trust us. We'll just find what we need. And anything that we don't need, we will go ahead and just set it aside and protect it. We'll put a sticky note on it saying don't look at it and don't open it without a court order. Tim, you're just going to have to trust us. We'll have your materials in safekeeping. We won't look at it. Just trust us. We're the government. Now if I ask you that, Tim, you're probably going to respond appropriately by saying, A, do you have a warrant? B, I need to speak to an attorney. I'm not even going to speak with you. That would be the appropriate response. But when the FBI or anyone in the government asks Facebook for information and Facebook just willingly hands it all to them, can you really blame them for just taking it and using it as they wish? Whose fault is it at that point?
Well, I would say, yeah, you can, because they know the rules that they're supposed to be under. And I guess I'm one of these purist kind of guys that say, you know, you have a job to do. You're supposed to know the limitations of your job. And if a company like Facebook dumps all this stuff off where they have all this non-responsive stuff, it's not part of the things that you've asked for, you should dump it right back on them and say, we didn't ask for this. We asked for this. And I do that with the President of the United States. I do that with members of Congress. And so, yeah, I expect them to know their job and not just to say, oh, goody, we've got all this extra stuff we get to go through. No, I think that there ought to be a standard that we hold. And I think that's the problem, Pete, is that we've been going for decades with the standard being lowered, you know, not only in the presidency, but in Congress. We've seen it within these alphabet agencies, which I believe all of them are unconstitutional. They're not mentioned in the Constitution. And we've seen the standard lowered so that we have very little expectation out of these people. How can we even expect them to adhere to the Constitution if they don't even know what it says?
I disagree. I believe that the standard has always been there. It's high. It's written. It's readily available. Just that there's no recourse whatsoever to hold them accountable to that high standard. There are no, I'm going to use the analogy that I used recently, and you got to go with me here. It's just an uncomfortable analogy. But let's say you're a woman and you've been raped and you want prosecution for that crime that has been committed, and you take it all the way to, you know, to in the federal court process, and you show up to court, you get your day in court, and the clerk says, all rise, and you rise. And there you look, that person in the black robe is actually the rapist. And they will be presiding over those proceedings to determine whether or not a crime was committed. There is no mechanism right now to hold these people to account to that bar that is there, that standard, the U.S. Constitution. There is no enforcement at all. There's no enforcement arm right now. There's nobody to say you violated the Fourth Amendment, because the judges are the rapists as well. They're part of this raping mechanism that is decimating and raping the Constitution. And they don't hold these people to account.
Yeah, no, and I tend to agree with you. I understand what you're saying about the standard for the Constitution. I agree with you there. What I'm talking about is the people. Even when we bring the people in, they don't seem to to know the standard. Maybe I should have chosen my words different. They don't seem to know and understand the standard enough to say, you know what, we shouldn't be involved in that. We deal with that in Congress. We deal with that in the presidency, where they put forth all these unconstitutional things, whether it's a bump stock ban or whether it is unconstitutional spending, like in this recent omnibus bill. And it just gets glossed over. It's not just the judges, although they should be a part of that, like what you're saying, and dealing with that. It's kind of like what Ammon Bundy said when he was trying to explain what was going on there in Oregon. He said the federal government is both the plaintiff and the prosecutor. I think that's what you're trying to get at, right?
Yes, that's exactly right. Now, they do know what they're doing. They will use every mechanism possible. And in this hearing, back to this hearing, these hearings that we were having, they openly admitted that, well, yeah, there was a violation of the Fourth Amendment, but you know what? We didn't do it on purpose, and we made every single effort to protect the data that was improperly seized and searched. We didn't do it on purpose. So therefore, you need to basically not allow the suppression of this evidence. It's so important for national security reasons that we use this evidence against the defendants. Well, in fact, the penalty for violating the U.S. Constitution should be the suppression of that evidence. And the judge said, well, you've demonstrated that you did so accidentally. And it wasn't flagrant. So we're therefore going to rule right now in favor of not allowing the suppression of the evidence. That's what these hearings were all about. Okay, now let's get back to the brass tacks. Okay, the bulk data that was provided by Facebook was not only in violation of the Fourth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, but it was in violation of their own policies. Their own policies require, they put notifications on their website, and I think you saw that in one of the motions. Their own front face policy says you must submit a list of things that you need from us, specifically and particular things, okay, that we will sort out. We will pull that information out and we'll provide it to you, because you must show that there's probable cause that somebody committed a crime, and that we will provide that evidence so that you can search it to establish that, to provide you with the evidence. Their own policy is actually in line with the law, and they violated it. So they violated two things, their own policy and the U.S. Constitution. Okay? Now, what that extends to, okay, and I'm going to say to everybody listening to me that if you are a quote-unquote a patriot, you've been following, and you're an awake person, well-informed, and at any point in time between the time frame of 2014, April of 2014, all the way through January to mid 2016. If you landed on a picture that had to do with the Malheur Wildlife Refuge takeover and protest, or anything related to Bundy Ranch, you and all of your contacts and all of your groups and all of those contacts within those groups were part of that bulk data that was handed over to the federal government, all of your profiles. And it includes private messaging. It includes everything that they typically collect from you. And it amounted to 11 gigabytes of text information, 11 gigabytes that was provided and downloaded to the FBI. Not only was it downloaded to the FBI, but check this out.
Hang on to the last segment. We're going to pick it up there. We've got Jack from Maine who wants to also ask a question, so we'll pick that up on the other side of the break. Hang on.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, We cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of Creation Ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the final segment, Sons of Liberty Radio. On the line, we've got Pete Santilli, and Pete, we've got a caller calling in, Jack from Maine, and he wants to maybe talk about or ask a question concerning the enforcement laws that we're talking about. Jack, welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Well, thanks for everything that Sons of Liberty does, and Pete, thank you so much for all that you did out there with the Bundys.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for your kind words.
I'm very, very proud to have my cursor hovered over a number of things, and hopefully the NSA has all the information they want because we feed it to them. Take notes, guys. Take notes, you clowns in the in your black van. We're going to say a few things that might upset you. That's okay. The reason why we don't have any, I want you to exchange this. Why don't we have an enforcement arm? Why doesn't the executive branch have an enforcement arm? The constitutional militia was unlawfully replaced with the National Guard, which is not the same. And so there's only two states in the Union that could institute a constitutional militia with the stroke of a pen, and that's Texas and Maine. The provisions are still in the Maine Constitution. They were never removed. That with simply the stroke of a pen, the governor of Maine signing the order establishing who the adjutant is for the constitutional militia, and we could have a militia which he could then offer to the president of the United States to execute the laws. What do you think?
Well, I think, first of all, the constitutional militia hasn't been replaced because by definition, the militia is every able-bodied citizen between the ages of 18 to 45. So we exist. It's called we the people. And we have not, we've been replaced. We've just been, of course, suppressed and minimized and demonized. But we, especially law-abiding, able-bodied citizens, do exist in a big way. And there's one of us behind every blade of grass in the United States of America. And I mean that in a very affectionate sense.
But sir,
this is what I will say. That relating to this particular topic, okay, a militia is not even necessary. There's recourse for us, and I mentioned before we went to the break, sir, before you called in, that everyone that clicked on anything, and you are considered a Bundy community member, your information was provided in bulk without a search warrant. You had your information seized and searched, and you're not. You're not suspected of committing a crime. You had your rights violated. Your information was turned over to the federal government voluntarily by Facebook. And, sir, this is what I'm going to say to you, that you do have recourse. It's not the militia. Guess what it is? It's in the form of a class action. We have set up, actually, for those that they consider themselves to be a potential class action member. What we're going to do is we, the people, are going to come together, an e-militia of sorts. Go to Facebook classaction.org, and we will come together and file one of the biggest class actions that Facebook has ever seen. The bad actors that Mark Zuckerberg is referring to and these developers that he's trying to put the monkey on the backs of. Let me read you a quote here. He said, it's not enough to just connect people. We have to make sure those connections are positive, Zuckerberg says, about his testimony he's going to be giving. He says, it's not enough to just give people a voice. We have to make sure people aren't using it to hurt people or spread misinformation. It's not enough to give people control of their information. We have to make sure developers they've given it to are protecting it too. Well, Mr. Zuckerberg, you've skipped one important thing. What about Facebook's obligation not to hand over all of our private data to the federal government upon request, voluntarily, in violation of all of our rights? Facebook has been the biggest bad actor. Giving all of the data to their biggest data customer, which is the U.S. government, sir. Don't you agree?
And if they'd asked me for it, I'd have given it to them. Huh.
Well, that's right. Somehow we lost Pete on the line. Jack, thank you for your call, brother.
Thanks for all you do, guys.
Hopefully we'll get Pete back here in just a little bit. Let me point out something to you folks. The thing that Pete is talking about is, again, I have to stress, this is not just about those at Bundy Ranch. It's not just about those in Oregon who took that stand. Okay? It's not. It is about you if you followed the stories and liked them on Facebook. You liked the picture. You liked the meme on there. You liked some story. You commented on it. You had private messages with each of these individuals. This is about you, too. It's not just about them. And when the American people are going to wake up and see your rights are under assault, I don't know. I agree with Jack. There's a militia there. The Constitution says they're to be taken care of by Congress. They set up their officers within the state. And they are the ones, not the FBI, not the CIA, not the NSA, not the BLM, not any of these alphabet agencies, not ICE or DHS or any of these things, are to enforce the laws of our union. The militia is. They're the ones who do it. And they do it under the direction of the president, as they're called up by Congress. So, you know, we continue to come by that. Pete is pointing to an issue where we deal with Facebook. I think Jack is asking the question, how do we deal with those in the federal government? I think that's the thing he was bringing up, Pete. What do you say? Pete, you there?
Can you hear me okay?
Now we're still.
I can.
I can barely hear him.
Okay.
All right. Here you are.
We have some technical issues. Are we okay now?
Yeah, we're good. I can hear you.
Okay, Sam, you know, I'm going to have to I'm going to disagree to have a conversation about militia during this segment. I believe is inappropriate for the following reasons. Because guess what? At least half of the people within the federal government, our government, the people within our government are split just as we are in our society. Let's say right in half. Half of the people that are working for our government are like-minded individuals. They're the ones that are going to help us enforce and fix these things. But to have a conversation about the militia as to how we deal with these issues or enforce the law, I really don't think that's the solution, because we already have a mechanism in place. I'm not anti-government. I'm an advocate for a government of, by, and for our people. We just need to get people within our system to start fixing things.
I totally agree. The difference I was making was your class action is against a company like Facebook.
But
when we're talking about the federal government violating the Fourth Amendment, the issue there is not a civil issue. It is a criminal issue. And that is the one where you look to things of even dealing with militia and stuff. But I wasn't meaning to try to bring that in. I was trying to jump off of what Jack was saying. But you were talking about the civil suit.
How can you bring that to the judge? How can you bring that to the judge who, as you said before, is the rapist?
Yeah, that's the thing. We have a broken judiciary because they're the judge, the jury, the executioner, all of those things. They literally have to be. We must bring, and I do believe that if there's enough evidence that comes out in the class action through Facebook, that we already have it documented that the government has already failed and refused to abide by our Fourth Amendment rights, that they need to be sued on a very grand scale as well in a class action by we the people. So we have to hold them to account if we have to make them pay in order to get them to do the right thing. Maybe that's our recourse that we have to take to where, you know, a judge has no other alternative than to rule in the favor of the people. So we may at a future date, depending on how things proceed through this class action. And by the way, I'm going to say it again. Go to FacebookClassAction.org, and if you believe that you're a potential class member, get on that list. And what we're going to discover, Jack and Tim, is that this thing with Facebook providing bulk data to the U.S. government is not isolated to the Bundy Ranch community. It's safe to assume that they do this on a wholesale level. Anytime the federal government picks up the phone and calls them, Facebook is more than willing to work with their quote unquote their government partners to violate our constitutional rights, to suck up to the government and give them full access to their data, their systems. And we're going to fully disclose that. We're gonna get this out in the open, full transparency. We're gonna expose Facebook for what they've done, and they will have to pay.
Yep, Pete. If people want to find you, they can check you out at thepetesantilleshow.com. Also, check out FacebookClassAction.org. Thank you, Pete, for joining us. We'll see you in 23. God bless.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.